the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed John McDaniels on the sidelines where sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, Patriot fans. Welcome to week 11 of Shop Talk. I'm your host, Mike Perriello, along with Jim Scollins of
PatriotsProShop.com
and the top NFL buyer, Mr. Jeff Breitenbach from
Jeff's status
Iowa.
Seems to improve every week.
Does.
One of the top NFL buyers.
I think I've always been the top.
The top. No. Oh, I'm not disputing it. I'm just making an observation.
In Mike's eyes, I'm the top.
This $20 bill in front of me. That
as long as Mike thinks I'm higher than Flanders.
That's right.
Well,
Flanders doesn't show up.
It's all good.
How do you measure your buyers? By height.
That's right.
I win.
Flanders has cooties. Flanders has cooties.
Hence, Jeff is number Flanders. One.
We'll get him on 1 week. But, guys, we have to have a solid show today. Because the last show we had featured Rodney Harrison. I don't know if you heard it.
I know.
But it was pretty solid. So
we got a lot to live up to.
We got some big shoes to fill.
Why won't Rodney come on this show?
Well, I mean.
We sold his jersey.
Have we decided to ask?
Let's not get into that.
We'll get there someday, Jim.
All right. I know a guy named Rodney. Maybe we could get him to come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I know somebody named Harrison. So
next week, Rodney and Harrison will be on the air.
Coming here to the studio, coming through the tunnel here, which is under the stadium. The players are coming back from practice, and you just get that feel sometimes. You ever just kind of walk by them?
I ran into them coming down here myself.
Oh, yes.
Literally ran into one.
Showing
yes.
you 40 speed.
Yes.
Just backpedaling.
I've done that. It's painful.
Backpedaling by the D-backs.
Yeah, Jeff injured some guy on the practice squad.
Yeah. It's painful. I've turned the corner, boom, right into somebody's chest.
Yeah.
It's because they're wearing pads and you're not, Kevin.
It's true. And they're like 6 inches taller than me.
That's true.
Gronk is like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, he's huge.
He is.
8 feet tall.
He puts the helmet on with the shoulder pads.
He's a big boy.
He really is.
I went to a function with him a couple weeks ago and it was like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
It was like My Giant. That awful movie.
Especially when he was sporting that mohawk. They gave him an extra 2 or 3 inches.
Imagine cleats and shoulder pads on him.
Yeah, that's... Well, hey, he's living up to it. After last
game. After a turd of a game 2 weeks ago, he certainly earned his pay this week.
Yeah.
That he did.
Hey,
that
it's all about being consistent, so let's not get too fired up.
Yep.
But, you know, we actually have a pretty neat guest coming on later, which we'll talk about. But so we don't have a ton of time about the chit-chat, small talk, but this is a huge game this weekend, huge for retail.
Mm-hmm.
If we had lost last week, if the Patriots had lost last week, we've taken a little punch in the mouth with that one, but it was fine.
Anytime you beat the Steelers, it's a great week.
That's, you know,
especially at Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh.
And especially when your wife is from Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And she's sitting there in her Bradshaw jersey with that ridiculous towel in my living room waving it as we're just putting a whipping on them.
I refer to it as a rag.
Is that what it is?
It's a rag.
Then that's when they smoke it.
Thank you, coach.
So that was a nice little bonus, you know. But sorry.
Excellent. But, and the boys were
did you walk around
excited?
Like this all day after? What? Did you walk around like that too?
No,
for those of you watching at home, Kevin has an L up on his forehead.
Yes. This doesn't translate. I had we made sure it was a clear.
Nice.
Excellent.
A lopsided fan.
Beautiful.
I can't even speak. This word is going to come out. Truck, wires. He's going to start saying random nouns.
Going to go face down on the keyboard in about 3 minutes.
He did have pizza today and lots of it.
That's
so.
What
I'm beginning to wonder what was on happen. Top of the pizza.
It was good pizza.
There was some.
Any leafy substances on top of that
could
pizza?
Could have been.
Sal's and Mal's, Foxborough's finest.
I think there was NyQuil. I think I had a large NyQuil
you
pizza.
You seen that NyQuil ad with Big Vince?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Puts every, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, he would need to drink like three bottles.
That's a major league snoring right there. That's
But anyway, Pro Shop's been doing great. You got the product. Whoa, someone didn't shut their cell phone off.
You're out.
Hello.
JV.
And, you know, the Pro Shop's rocking. We got a ton of holiday stuff. Jeff, you can talk a little bit about that in a second. You know, this weekend, for those who are listening.
Look of sheer panic.
No, we don't.
I'm like, what?
What the hell is he talking about?
Pop quiz.
That's not what I prepared.
The Hall of Fame, the Patriots Hall of Fame, presented by Raytheon this weekend. It's
free. Presented by Raytheon.
I change my voice whenever I go to Raytheon. They have free hall admission all day Saturday. So if you come down to the Patriots Hall of Fame,
can't beat that.
Hall
you
of Fame.
You gonna tell them why?
Well, it's the anniversary of Raytheon. It's got something to do with Raytheon. The opening.
It's like the fifth year of it, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's like the fifth anniversary of it.
No.
No,
it said it was the, it the said it was the something anniversary of it. I don't know if it was five. I don't know.
No,
in the press release, it
two?
Said.
So now you're making things up.
No,
right?
But in the press release, it said that there was a reason for it. It wasn't just like, hey, come down and get free admission.
Yeah, I remember that too, but I don't remember what the timing was. It's been, what, 2 years all
it was,
open?
Yeah, it was some sort of anniversary that they were celebrating.
Yeah. So
bottom line is, it's free admission.
It's free.
Really, that's the important message.
Right.
Oh, it's it, the Raytheon company is celebrating the fifth anniversary of its signature Math Moves You program by offering free admission to the Hall of Patriot Place.
I had the number right. I just so
did. Give yourself a drum roll you. There.
You mean a drum roll?
What are you looking for?
So you,
there you go. You got the 5 years. So
I don't know. That's not a joke.
Yeah, no. That's generally reserved for funny things.
Well.
And I don't refer
didn't
to that
have
as
to
a,
be.
A drum roll. A drum roll's a brrrr.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have that?
Maybe. I'd have to look.
That would be even
you got that huge board back there. Shouldn't there be something you can give yourself?
It's not hitting
correct,
buttons.
Yeah.
No, there's no drum
nothing?
Roll.
Nothing? All right. Well.
So we have the free hall Saturday, which...
Seriously, that's awesome.
It's going to be a great atmosphere. If you haven't been to the Hall of Fame, it's fantastic.
Just presented by Raytheon.
Excuse me. And... And you know, and then after that, you literally empty right into the Pro Shop. So that's definitely a few hours.
And you
hours
never know who you might see.
That's true. We've had quite a few players strolling in this week.
Or while you're in the hall, you could be on PatriotsProShop.com on your BlackBerry.
That's true.
Wow! Look at that.
Right.
Cross promo.
That's cool. Right. You know,
to take good over. Day. He's off his game. He's half asleep.
We do have a
I
new.
Have to do something.
We do have a mobile app coming out. Very, very soon, where you'll be able to buy stuff on your phone. So you can.
I gotta go.
You can
go
in
do
the
my
Pro
Christmas
Shop.
Shopping soon.
You can come here and walk around the Pro Shop and look at stuff and order it through the mobile app through Patriots Pro Shop.
I know that's intense.
And get it 5 days later.
You gotta get. You know, like when you go to a wedding and the couple goes through and they zap everything with that gun.
Yes,
make,
register.
Like, the register. Register. You need to get one of those things for the holidays.
But we have a gift registry online.
So I can go in there. I want to be able to go in the Pro Shop after work and take one of those guns and just shoot like a million things.
We don't have that, but you can go online and add it to your wish list.
Okay.
And then you can send that wish list to all your friends and family, and they'll know what you want to have. All
right. And then I'm going to.
But you can only do that at PatriotsProShop.com.
That's right. Deface.
Not in the store.
Deface one of Mike's mannequins.
So if you want to do it late at night.
I'm starting to think you did that
sometimes
to that
I like
female
to do it.
Mannequin.
I didn't do it. It was hilarious, though.
If you want to do it late at night, you can. Come to PatriotsSportsShop.com.
Yeah, go ahead. Go nuts. Go nuts. Have fun trying it on.
He's like, I don't care what you do.
Feeling the material.
I want to sleep.
Whatever, man.
Just a quick plug on the pizza. The pizza we had today, Sal's and Mal's.
Solid.
In Foxborough. Man, that is one punch to the face.
I was telling Brian that when that place.
The slices are huge.
When that place first opened, I was in there and I said to the guy, I said, this is the closest to. I lived in New York for a few years and on Long Island. And I said to the guy in there, I said, this is the closest pizza I've had to what I had in New York since I moved back to Foxborough.
Right.
And he goes, oh, Long Island. He goes, that's where I'm from. The guy that runs Sal's and Mal's had a pizza place in Westbury, Long Island, about 15 minutes from where I lived. And,
nice.
And that's good pizza.
Yeah. It was good.
It is the best.
My God, though, if you can get.
That's a monster slice.
Man, it's just,
it's filling.
It puts you to sleep. I mean, you find motor skills. Can't do anything. I can't even raise my hands
it's
right now.
It's sort of like a drug. It really is.
Gives you like a partial, like.
It's like turkey on Thanksgiving.
It's not really good for you, like a drug. It causes strange brain effects and body effects, like a drug.
Speech
What's the difference, really?
Yeah.
It's legal.
It's legal.
That's about the only difference.
Yeah.
It's addictive. I want more.
I do, too.
Anyway.
We're junkies.
Yeah, pizza junkies. But I don't know. Jeff, you guys have been loading up the store and online. We just walked the store earlier, but it's past hour and it's looking pretty geared up for the weekend.
Do you remember the breaking news I broke last week?
Breaking news?
Yes. Oh, did we get them in the store yet?
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
Go ahead.
The Zoltan 14 name and number T has arrived.
Yes. Yep.
So you mean Mesko?
No,
name and number T?
No. Zoltan.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
I've had numerous Twitter and Facebook requests for such a T.
Yes. Well, this weekend will be a really good gauge as to how that.
So they showed up today.
He doesn't shank one.
So we'll get them online this week?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yep. Or watch a hold.
You'll have them in for the store on Sunday, Michael.
Nice.
What'd you say?
I said, I hope he doesn't shank one or botch a hold, because then it would kind of put a damper on things.
Kevin, are you familiar with what we're trying to do?
You're a heavy downer.
You know what? You know what I'll do for you? I am on the bench during the games, and I frequent the area where Zoltan kind of hangs out, I'll go up and tell him about this. Maybe he'll buy one.
Ooh.
You can tweet it during the
game. If he
has
a Twitter,
he'd be pretty sweet. He's wearing his own kick-ass jersey, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll be the only guy in the league with his first name on his T-shirt.
There you go.
Nice.
It'll be like, isn't it like in Japan when they do sports, they put their first name?
Ichiro does.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking.
It's different. But anyway.
No, it's Matsusaka, not Daisuke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he uses the last name.
He became Americanized.
I don't know why Ichiro did it.
He's the diva. Ichiro.
Yeah.
The diva.
The diva.
That's good news.
Loaded up on holiday gifts. If you're into the whole Christmas decorating thing, the pro shop's kind of been multiplying with all their ornaments and
it's been flowing in
stuff,
quite nicely
stockings and all
past
those
few
random
days.
Things. Yep. So those are loading up. The outerwear stuff. People have now they're definitely kicking it up a notch as far as buying jackets, sweatshirts.
Yep, a lot of jackets going by.
And here we go with the same thing. If you are thinking about buying one for a gift or for yourself, do it now, because a lot of these products
limited quantities.
Yep, it's there's special makeups. There's a lot of exclusives in the pro shop, and once they're made, they're made. Ken and Jeff can't reorder those until sometime next year, and even at that time, they could change. So,
well, then the luster's worn off by then, and they want something new.
Yeah, right.
You know,
so. You know.
Yeah, don't call us 3 weeks from now going, I saw a jacket when I was in the store or on patriotsproshop.com, and now it's not there. Are you going to get more of those?
Yes.
You know what? No. So buy it now if you see it and you like it.
That's right. Just get down to the store. Go online. Just peruse through that, all the inventory.
Ooh, excellent diction.
Peruse.
Peruse.
You made me want to go online.
Go online. You feel like perusing?
Peruses for other things.
Before we tell who's going to come on. You all right?
Jeff's having some
just,
sort of
seizure medicine. It's the pizza.
I'm waiting for you to spit it out.
Well, I was pointing
good
to
good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Oh, God.
It'll be John Halama on the mound against El Duque.
Whoa.
Kenji Joe Hijimi.
Thanks, Pete.
Wow.
And he's when again?
Yeah.
When's his show?
Tuesdays, 4 to 6.
Gotcha.
And yes, he was on WEI.
That's solid. Now I forgot the hell I was going to say. Anyway, are there any new products coming in that are coming up? I know we have some promos, online promos, pro shop promos that will be coming up for the holidays in time, so stay tuned for those. But as far as anything hot, like the Zoltan shirt or something I'm unaware of?
Not that we haven't had already.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Nothing that I'm expecting to come in that's going to be a real, like the Zoltan is brand new. It just arrived.
It's rough.
I'm anxious to see how that's going to do. So
the you know what's jumped a lot is the custom jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
For youth and in the adults, a lot of those now you can do right in the store and get them that day, which is huge.
Yeah, online they're shipped out, so we're probably nearing the deadline on that. So if you're thinking about getting one, a custom replica or custom authentic, you got to do it pretty soon.
Cause right,
those take several weeks to be created, and every year we have people that last minute want to get them. We're like, doesn't happen that way. Those are made to order.
Right.
So,
and you got to think about the company that's making them. They're pretty busy this time.
If you're out
year.
Of the general Foxborough area,
Right.
Anywhere north of Walpole.
Whoa.
And you can't make it into the store.
North of Walpole, one town away.
Well, if you're more than that, you probably can't come to the store. You probably order online at patriotsproshop.com. You need to do that stuff now.
Yeah.
Because the light's about to turn red on custom stuff. It's amazing how quick we got to the middle of November.
I know, it's insane.
Thanksgiving's next week.
Right.
Next week.
Yep. It's amazing.
The team's sitting pretty, and, you know, I'm not saying they got some...
Big game this week.
Big game. I'm looking right here on the monitor, the Miami game. I mean, it's funny that it could come down to that last divisional game.
Final game of the year.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Part of me likes it. Part of me doesn't want to sweat it out. But
I think they've played Miami in the last game of the season here more than any other team through history.
Yeah.
So many years that's been the final game of the season.
Right.
And a lot of years it mattered. You know, it was a game that decided the division and the playoff seedings.
That could be that crazy snowball game again. Hopefully. The snowball, but the blizzard.
Snow game,
got,
sure. Yep. You know. January 2nd?
Was that? Yeah, it was January 2nd.
This year it is.
Yeah, this year it's January. Yeah.
The snow game wasn't that like that that time. That was
mid-December or something, early December.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah.
That was when everyone was throwing the snow.
That was great.
Was it?
It's my best memory, one of the top three memories I have of going to any Patriots game.
Did you do Snow Angels?
No, I did not. Not on purpose.
You just fell, passed out.
There's a chance I fell.
Tried to get up, swirling your arms.
Yeah. Just for the record, I did not work here then. So what I did was my business.
When I was at the tailgate, yes, there may have been an angel.
There's a chance I might have hit the ground.
As much
it was slippery. It's a lot of snow.
As much fun as it is talking about that. But we have our guest. Is he ready to go?
Yes, nice. He is.
Well, our guest today is the national sales manager for Wilson. Wilson obviously produces the game balls for the NFL and multiple other things that they make. But the national sales manager, Chris Cavallari, is joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Mr. Cavallari.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
No, this is
Hi,
great.
Hi, Chris.
That's Big Jeff.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Good.
If you haven't met Jim, he's sitting over here on the other microphone. He's the one that's pushing the Wilson product online for you. So.
On PatriotsProShop.com.
I was just ordering my Zoltan.
Oh yeah,
name and number jersey or T actually. So.
I don't know if I'm believing that, but hey, if you want it, you can arrange it.
Excellent.
So, how's everything going over in Wilson world right now? It's let me ask you this: what's been the consensus on the new look of the football overall in for retail?
It's been well received. We've had the overall change and the amount of times that they changed it. I want to say I saw at least 8 to 12 different versions of the ball before they decided to go with that final version where they had the shield on there,
right,
as well as the Wilson logo. I mean, we had beforehand the Wilson logo was a lot larger, and now it's a little bit smaller, but it is the NFL, and that should be the dominant logo, and so they made that change.
Yeah. No, it's a classy-looking ball. So you're the national sales manager, correct? You cover everything Wilson carries, or?
I do. I'm in charge of licensed products, which is specifically like selling to the teams, the pro shop, and anything with an NFL or NCAA logo, as well as special markets. So that tackles anything that's customized. So, for example, Budweiser, if they wanted a football with their logo on it, we could provide that for them. And
could we do one for Shop Talk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We wanted to sell.
Pizza Wednesday football.
Yeah. Maybe
and the
someday.
Ball is made in the U.S. Pizza, so
oh, that's great. That yeah, that's great. And so the company's out of, it's Illinois, right, somewhere? Am I wrong?
You got it.
Yeah.
We're corporate headquarters is in Chicago. Where they actually manufacture the game ball is based in Ada, Ohio. There's a factory there that employs about 150 people.
Made in the USA.
You got it, from start to finish, and they are making nothing but footballs in that facility.
And wow.
It's pretty neat to walk in there and smell the leather and the machines go in, specifically sewing the different balls.
How many footballs can they get out in a day or done?
In a day? That's a good question. I know that for the year they do about 700,000 footballs out of that facility.
Wow.
So I know it's a few thousand, obviously, every day if you break it out.
That's amazing.
Chris,
how many footballs did they go through in a normal NFL game?
That's a good question. each team receives 24 game balls. They're sent a couple weeks before the game, and then there are 12 balls that are sent specifically to the referee. So those do not go to the team. They go to the referee. He brings those with him, and that is the kicking ball. So each team's got 24. They've got 12 kickers that are not touched until about like 10 or 15 minutes before it's about to be tossed into the game. And then from there, those balls, they can be used for three games. At each game, each ball is marked by the referee, typically on the laces. So if it's been used three times, they're done with it, and they can do with it as they may.
Wow.
Do these balls need to be prepped at all? You know, like baseballs, they kind of rub in mud or whatever to prep them for the game. Do they have to do anything like that to the footballs?
For the kicker specifically, that's why it's only a few minutes before he actually uses it, so he can't like molest the ball or massage it into whatever format he wants. For the other balls, sometimes they will hit it with a brush. Some people have tried to use an additional tackifying agent, but that's already actually impregnated into the leather. So
isn't that a new thing? Quarterbacks have a chance to modify the ball a little bit? Isn't that something that started last year or this year? Where quarterbacks have a chance to mess around with the balls a little bit?
They try to. Like, the one that always was brought to my attention was specifically that playoff game.
With Tony Romo.
The Cowboys and why they... Yeah, that was a problem. And what did they do? And I want to say that there was some sort of tackifying agent that the team used themselves. Nothing that we authorized for that. So we don't recommend doing that, and we've sent out letters to the teams to that effect.
No, I thought there was something else now, last year or this year, where the quarterbacks were allowed to choose the balls they were going to use, or I thought there was some change in the way quarterbacks specifically, each quarterback from each team got to have some say in what balls were being used when they were on the field. That's not true?
That's a good question. I have no knowledge of that. I've not heard that specifically.
I thought I heard something.
Yeah,
like
I don't remember the details, but I thought there was something like
that. Yeah, or I think they just got a pre-look at it, maybe.
There was something.
That they got to look at the balls that were to be used in that game and had a choice of what.
Is there any difference between the balls that we sell as the NFL authentic game ball and the ones that go to the teams to be used on the field?
They are made in the same facility, made the same way, so there really isn't any different difference between the balls. In some cases, I mean, they make sure that every game-used ball is absolutely perfect, so everything lines up. Since the leather is not a consistent material, every ball is different. So sometimes they might choose from one ball to the next and say, hey, the NFL shield looks sharper on this one, and they'll go with that one and send that out to the teams for the game.
Interesting.
And there's no difference between the 12 kicking balls and the other game balls used?
Correct. The only difference is there is a K that is marked on the ball, and then, like I said before, is sent to the referee.
Gotcha.
So interesting.
Now, yeah.
When the ball comes, like we sell it in the pro shop, it's inflated. It's pretty hard, but that's not all the way, is it? Because I've felt an actual ball right off the sidelines, and those things are like rocks. Now
they are, and that's why the kickers would like to get the balls sooner, especially when it's cold outside, and you guys experience that. That ball is pretty darn tough. But that is exactly what it's like. That game ball specifically is just that hard. If you go to some of the commemorative footballs that we have, it's a lot easier to throw because people, quite frankly, want to throw a softer ball and something that's more malleable.
Right.
But the game ball is that consistent hard material that keeps its shape throughout the entire game, no matter what the temperature is.
Man,
How long has Wilson been making the official NFL football?
As I understand it, the agreement was signed in 1940 with the NFL to be the official ball and the first official ball for the league. And then in 1941 is when they first started playing with it.
That's when Ken was born.
I was going to say that's pre-Ken Flanders. Before Ken. I'm pretty sure.
Ken worked in the first factory. I know
he raised
right
the
now.
Cows that provided the leather.
Yeah.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Oh, poor Ken. These are great balls. And this year, well, actually the past few years, you've actually, I don't know actually how long, but you've been doing the breast cancer awareness game balls, which those are pretty slick. I don't know if people have seen them. It's it's the game ball, but right on it's got the pink
ribbon.
Ribbon.
Is that the word?
Wow, yep. You're good, Jeff. Thank you. So those overall, those sold great. Did you get it? Is that something you guys are going to continue going forward with? And
it is, and for Wilson specifically, we've been part of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation for the last, I believe it's 9 years. And through the sale of balls like that, as well as golf clubs and rackets, we've raised over $1.6 million wow. for breast cancer research.
That's great.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, just one of our top sellers. We offer a mini pink ball, and that has been doing really well. I think, Jeff, you have that in the in the pro shop, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we do.
Wow, that's
been one of our best sellers.
How many other different versions of the balls do you make? If you make the pink ribbon for October and breast cancer awareness, you make a Super Bowl ball. How many other kinds of versions do you make?
Yeah, that's a good point. And you'd mentioned earlier that last year they just used the ribbon ball for the kickoff, and then they switched over to the traditional ball. This year they actually used it throughout the entire game. So that is new for this year, and that's something I think that will continue.
Yeah, a lot of those get auctioned off, too. I know a lot of those get signed by players who used it and auctioned off as a, you know, game-used ball to help raise funds as well. So it's amazing.
And definitely limited edition. So here's something that was on the field and only used for a few games, and it just adds that extra excitement. In terms of other games, there's a kickoff ball. I know we make a custom version for the Hall of Fame game ball. We do for the Thanksgiving Day games, says Thanksgiving Day that's emblazoned on the ball and has the two teams that are playing in it. And I think this year they've got three games, which you guys are playing in one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That'll be custom. Then the Super Bowl game ball and the Pro Bowl ball.
Okay.
So those are the different types that we offer throughout the year.
And are all those available to the fans if they want to purchase one?
They are.
Nice.
Oh, we're going to get those Thanksgiving Day balls?
Is that the breaking news, Jeff?
I honestly
are you breaking, yeah, are you breaking more news?
That is something that we do not offer at retail, and we would be able to offer for you specifically. So that would be a pro shop.
Breaking
pro
news.
Shop exclusive.
There we go. Nice.
that's great. This is just a random question because I was just staring at the ball. What's the laces made out of? What is that material?
Ooh, that is a good question. If I had to guess, I mean, I would think it'd be a vinyl of some sort.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
feeling.
Not positive.
I'm just curious. I'm just kind of really scouting out the ball here, and it's solid. There's something great about a game ball. Like if I'm at home watching the games on Sunday, I just have some random old.
Got to have
Wilson
one tucked
football.
Under your arm?
Just there, yeah. Just got to have it. Just kind of like I guess it's a man's version of his little binky blanket or a pacifier or something as you were a kid. little stuffed animal. Sorry, Jim. You still have the stuffed animal.
That's
your old little Pat Patriot stuff.
It's personal.
I'll let you explain it, but the football itself is called the Duke. Tell people a little bit why that name got chosen.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, in 1940, they made the decision for Wilson to be the official football. And who is they? Specifically, it's Tim Mara of the New York Giants and then George Halas of the Bears selected the ball. And for some reason, the following year, we were introduced and redesigned the football and named it the Duke, which was in honor of Mara's son, Wellington. They just gave him the nickname the Duke, and then we tossed that on the ball, and it's been on the ball ever since.
No, it's.
And then when I shouldn't say that. In 1969, they took the Duke off of the ball when the NFL and the AFL merged.
Aha. Nice. Yeah. No, it's. I just like that. I like it when that Super Bowl ball comes out and the team names are kind of embossed on the on one of the panels there. That's just. I don't know. There's something great about that. I don't know. I mean, I guess for throwing around reasons, I mean, we sell a ton of game balls. I kind of feel like people buy these a little bit more for autograph reasons. I know you guys make the three-panel ball, which has the white panels, but I don't know. There's something just cool about having an actual game ball. You get a silver Sharpie, and you have it signed. And we actually, was that a couple weeks ago, we had a guest on that spoke about memorabilia and autographs and how well it stays on product. And an autograph on just the average game ball, the regular game ball, that should stay on there, right? There's nothing the quality of the leather will eat up on that, you know, the autograph. I've seen some balls that are pretty.
As long as you don't play with it, right?
Well, that would be step one.
Yeah, or leave it in the sun.
Right.
Sometimes if people leave it in the sun, it'll fade, and that'll lead to some problems. But, I mean, I've seen some balls that were signed 30 years ago, and you can still see the signature pretty crisply. And as long as it's not in the sun, you should be in pretty good shape. It'll last a long time.
Right.
Balls feel good. That ball there had silicone on it.
Oh, boy. He's going to start playing some Brett Favre clips, and now we got to go on Prevent D over here and stop Kevin from doing that. The inside of the Duke ball. I don't think I've seen one. Is it still that kind of that black bladder of a thing in there?
It is.
Is that a technical term?
Yeah, thing.
Yeah, industry term.
It's industry
the
term. Industry
bladder, I believe, is the specific name of that. And actually, we introduced in, it was in 1925 was when the valve was introduced for the football. Before that, there wasn't a valve where you pump it up. It was, you'd literally like, it was a loose end, and then they would tie the loose end and then put that underneath the laces. So there wasn't a valve
Wow.
for the ball. Now, obviously, there's a valve, and there's also another layer on top of the valve to keep that rubber from moving in some format against the leather. So.
Wow.
It's pretty involved, but the same way that when we first made that initial ball, we've been using the same dies, probably changed them out over the years, but the same format overall has been used ever since 1941.
Nice.
Now, who the hell makes that? Maybe it's you guys, so I better watch it. The Australian rules football.
that's a good question.
What?
That's not us.
Who decided that shape?
That's a strange question, Mike.
Well, it's not that strange. I didn't ask about. Well,
it's a little strange.
Maybe we should call in Australia Shop Talk and find out the answer to that.
But it's not made by Wilson, is that correct?
Correct.
I think the Australian Shop Talk is hosted by a kangaroo.
Yeah, just some awesome guys.
Might be.
Good eye.
Or Yellowtail one.
does Wilson, like, do they, are there any other, you guys do college, correct? College football?
We do.
Is there anything else outside of here, like Australian rules football or rugby or anything like that, that you guys have gotten into that has that same type of ball used in their sport?
One thing that's different, and we've tried to go to the competition committee and have them change the laces on the ball, because we've developed a new technology that it has just a more tackified lace to it. So the lace is actually pebbled, and it almost feels like a basketball material, where it's a composite leather that we use for the laces, and that's what the majority of NCAA teams use, that as well as the stripes that are on the ball. It's made of a composite leather that's a lot grippier, if that's a word.
But it is now.
It gives us additional opportunities to catch the ball better and to throw a better spiral. But for some reason, a lot of the guys just did not want to switch from the traditional ball into something different, even though a lot of them played with it in college.
Yeah, no, that's, well, can I do this now?
Yeah, why don't we do it now?
Just launch it now. So we have a trivia question for those listening that I'll read to you now. You can get some time, a little more than halfway through the show. You can, send your answers into at webradio@patriots.com. And the question is, we just spoke about it, how many game balls are sent to an NFL team per game?
Chris, don't answer that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please don't answer that.
You're not eligible to win.
So,
like,
how many game balls are sent to each NFL team per game? So you can email that in to webradio@patriots.com.
What will they win, Mike?
Well, they will win an actual Wilson NFL authentic game ball.
Ooh, all right.
Big prize. That's
signed
the biggest
by
prize
the
you've ever given
talk.
Away.
No.
It's huge.
Yeah, we won't sign.
No.
Yeah.
People like keep
value,
unless you make that special request.
Yeah. Unless you want it autographed, we will not autograph.
No, it's a sharp looking ball. It's just like just like we were saying, it's the game ball. I mean, this is the real deal. And if you have literally never held one, right now this thing is a brick.
It is.
And they get them inflated. I don't even know how much you could go on these things, but it's silly. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of the guys, and I don't know if they just do this in practice. They have a couple guys on the sideline, whether it's equipment guys, kind of. They just throw them back and forth with gloves on. They kind of wear them in. Are they a little tricks to the? Are they allowed to mess with the ball pregame to kind of get it worked in a little bit? I know you touched on it a little bit.
And that helps out. You'd be surprised. We actually sell brushes as well, and they'll hit it with a brush. You could take a really old football and hit it with a brush, and it comes back to life. So it brings out some of that tackifying agent, and the more you play with it, the more that agent comes to the surface, and it's a little bit tackier to use. So that's probably why they do that.
So it's like a pair of shoes, really. You just got the more you wear it in, you touch it up, you're ready to go.
Exactly.
You're ready to go.
Game on.
One of the things that we have been, or we were about to be challenged with a little, is that, Reebok is in the last year of the contract with the NFL. We'll be switching over to Nike and some various vendors. But is Wilson affected at all by any of these crazy changes? I mean, are you guys going to be around? Please.
It's a pretty hard-hitting question right there.
No pressure, but we are very committed to the NFL. And just as an aside, and trying to step back from the Wilson shoes, so to speak, I always look at it when they switch commissioners from Paul Tagliabue to Roger Goodell. Within 24 hours, we had a football in Roger's hands that, like, had a signature on there. It was done immediately. If we run into any problems, like, we can turn something around quickly. And, I mean, we're the only company that has a dedicated facility that makes nothing but footballs the entire year. So I think that's a huge competitive advantage over any other company. I'm sure other companies want their name on the ball, but, I mean, the facts are that we make the best ball out there, and almost 70% of the NCAA teams are using the Wilson football, and obviously every point in every NFL game has been scored with an NFL football, with a Wilson NFL football.
Oh, that's
so I don't anticipate. We have re-signed our agreement. I'm not at liberty to say how many years that is, but we're definitely committed to the NFL no matter what happens over the next year. And I mean, it's one of our largest properties and definitely something our entire company is really supported throughout the years.
It's a great item, great company. Jeff and Ken have obviously been dealing with you for a while. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's a lot of bad things they say about you, but the company itself, no, they're you gotta get rid of that drum thing.
You can believe all of them.
Yeah.
It's all true.
No, but everything we've heard has been great. We've had success with selling it, and it's well received by the fans. And so hopefully you guys are going to be here for as long as the game's around.
Absolutely.
But just to get off the football a little bit, you must have had some pretty cool experiences with players and teams over the years. Obviously dealing with Wilson. Just give us one or two good, just a story the fans would be like, that's cool. That's cool. I wish I had been able to see that, have done that.
Been to any Super Bowls?
I have. And this will sound bad, but I've been to the game, and it's a great experience. But I'm so focused on selling and making sure that the teams are taken care of after the event that it's great to go to the game, but it's actually even better not to go to the game so I can prepare and be prepared for the fans so that once they win and they're done drinking that next day, they'll be in a position to order product with their team logo on the football, and that's been what we've been dedicated to, and I love doing. But heading to the Super Bowl, it's just an experience unlike anything else.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Jeff, I believe you've been to the game, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yes, I have, actually. Been to a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable, and the fact that half of America is watching the game at home and you're actually there is just, it's quite an experience.
Absolutely.
And, something I'll definitely never forget. But in terms of specific experience with some of the players, I've dealt with a bunch of players throughout the years, and actually I've dealt with more players through when I used to work at Riddell Football Helmets. I dealt with Brian Urlacher a good amount, and he was great to work with. And
how about Mike Ditka? Any Ditka?
Ditka.
A certain coach.
I have not dealt with Mr. Ditka, the coach, that much, but we've definitely recreated the Saturday Night Live skit in our office, especially being based in Chicago many times.
The Bears.
Yeah. Especially Mini Ditka. I haven't met him.
Mini Ditka.
Mini Ditka. That's good stuff. Oh, it's classic. Do any of the players, do you guys ever bring any of the quarterbacks, former quarterbacks in for like any type of like focus group when you're trying to tweak the ball, tweak the feel of the ball? I mean, obviously you guys are around it, but do the actual players get the input, or I guess maybe so much more so quarterbacks and receivers? Do they ever give, do you have like a panel that you kind of go to?
You got it. Then that is a great question, because Wilson really does not spend a lot of money on advertising. We spend our money on research and development, and specifically that development with the athletes who are using our products in the game. I mean, on our staff is Tom Brady is on our advisory staff, so meeting with him to review, hey, here are some different ball ideas that we're looking at, specifically using at the NCAA level or even at the NFL level at some point. What are your thoughts on this? A good example is that I can think of sitting through a few sales meetings specifically for basketball. I know we did over 10,000 play tests for some of our basketballs, and just to make sure we got everything right. And we can think it's a great ball, but that's great. What we want the actual players who are using it in the game to make sure that, yes, this does feel good and this is the ball we should be using. And a good highlight is looking specifically at the NBA and what happened when they switched out that ball and how much of a problem that was. They didn't have the players test the ball in advance, and they didn't work with them to make sure that they'd like it. And then they ended up switching back to the old ball, and that was definitely a challenge for them, and I felt horrible for them, but that's just something that, I mean, we live and breathe. It's specifically play tests and working with the best athletes in the world to develop better product.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It makes sense. I mean, you got to do it. If you're going to do it, you got to do it the right way. If you guys have anything, jump in. I'm just thinking things here. The NCAA ball, football, what's the size difference on that?
It is not much. It is, I mean, it's millimeters in comparison to the NFL. It's a little bit thicker or wider,
right.
I should say.
Yeah, it feels it. Yeah.
And that's about the difference. It's funny, I was doing some research and planning for this interview, and I noticed that in 1974, we had the Super Bowl game ball had white stripes on it, and it was the only year that they had stripes on an NFL football. And I wondered, I'm like, why is that? So I went up to our football department and asked the question. And they had mentioned that that was one of the first years that they had night games. And some of the players had some difficulties, like, picking up the ball and the lights. So they're like, well, let's put on a white stripe and see if that'll help out. And apparently it didn't, because the next year they went with an all-brown ball. But I always thought that was an interesting year that they did that. That was specifically Super Bowl VIII. That they played in.
Maybe they should put some kind of thing in the ball like they do with pucks.
Right.
Well, purple glowing thing, that line on the
ball. Jim, I just wrote that. I agree with you because...
I was kind of joking.
not the glow. But where I was going to go with technology was there's always these plays about if the ball crossed the goal line, and I had always thought at some point...
Oh, yeah.
At the tip, very tip of the football, if there was a microchip in there... That could signal that ball crossed the plane. Is that ever? I mean, am I in like fantasy land?
It's not always the tip that would cross. It could be the side.
Well, that's true. I guess you could have it at multiple.
Right.
Why don't you
points.
Make the whole ball out of the chip?
There you go, a plastic ball.
That's why Jeff's the top NFL buyer, right?
Yeah,
thinking like that.
Has that ever? Okay. I mean, is anything like that? I mean, I guess you're right, Jimmy. I guess you would. If the ball went sideways, but they could have it at multiple points at the width of the height.
You're right. It's still a good point. There's something through technology they could do to help.
Right.
You know.
I don't know.
That is a good question. I have not seen anything in development for that. I know it's specifically for, like, camera angles and having more cameras set up specifically at the goal line is what they've discussed, but I haven't seen any technology that we would
GPS
that in the formation of the ball, especially since that, like, making an aerodynamic ball is a challenge, and making sure that everything is balanced out perfectly isn't easy.
Oh, that's a good
point. And
that's
one of the biggest differences for us and our competitors.
Yeah, you'd throw it off if you started putting chips all over the thing.
Mm-hmm. Like a giant hard drive just in the front of the ball.
It's got a wire coming out of it.
An antenna. No, but hey, you know, someday maybe. We'll work on it here, and we'll just sell it to Wilson. And
you can be part of the advisory staff.
Yeah, get ready for that
call.
There
you go. There you go.
Yeah, Jeff and Mike and Jim want to set up a conference. Yeah, that wouldn't go too far.
Yeah, I pretty much think it dies right here, Mike.
Yeah, I'll scratch that. I'll go back to my other stupid ideas. I don't know. Jeff, what do you got? You got anything specific?
I always wonder how fast someone throws a football. Ooh. Do you guys ever measure that?
Oh, I know. I've heard the information.
That thing.
Or how far. Like that pass Michael Vick threw the other night on the run. I mean, that had to go 70 yards in the air.
And he just flicked his wrist.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah. Gruden goes, watch the way he comes off his back foot. And you see the replay. He didn't even do that. He just flicked it. It went 70 yards down the field.
It's amazing to see that. And to see actually like our ball in comparison to some other balls that are out there, because they just don't. If you don't have the right pattern, it doesn't make a perfect spiral like that. So sometimes they wobble a lot. And,
right. Just like the way you said you had to do all that work to make sure it's balanced. I mean, the slightest thing when you're talking 70 yards through the air is going to dramatically affect its ability to spiral and to cut through the wind.
I'll tell you, the average guy, you know, like one of us, we can throw this ball, but that tactified ball that we sell.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
If you want to get a feel of what it's being like for Michael Vick.
Is that like a composite? Is that what we sell? We call it a composite ball?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Man, that thing all day.
Yeah. It's like a man's, you know.
Yeah, you just feel like you're...
You can throw that thing.
You can chuck it. It's pretty neat.
I wonder what a game would be like with that ball. Using that instead. It's like, really, how far could they throw it?
Yeah.
Well, you saw that, I'm sure, I don't know if you've seen it, but being in Illinois, but it was probably a national clip, that catch by Randy Moss, that one-handed catch at the beginning of the season here for us. Obviously, that was from those receiver gloves. I'm sure he could do it barehanded, but those gloves have that... Almost really stick to it. Yep. And that's kind of what that
like
tactified
Velcro.
Yeah, that's what that tactified ball feels like. It's got that just, I mean, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. That's my 2 minutes of
Well, think about it. Someone catches that ball. The ball Vic threw, DeSean Jackson caught that ball, and Moss caught that ball with one hand. A baseball goes, 300 feet? That's 100 yards. You know, think about throwing a football, something 10 times the size or 8 times the size of a baseball, throwing it 3 times as far.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
It is.
The technology that must go into making it possible for that ball to do that is got to be remarkable.
All
right, so we're giving one away.
We are giving one away. I'm waiting for Kevin to log me in over here on our computer, but we still have some time. But, Chris, is there a... Do you have a website you'd like to plug or anything upcoming for Wilson?
Do you mean patriotsproshop.com where you can buy Wilson footballs?
I should note that you have a few team exclusives at the stadium only. It's not available at any other retail location, and that's specifically the mini autograph ball, the pink mini mini football, as well as, I believe, there's an official size autograph ball that's in the pro shop that's exclusive only to your location and online. And actually the golf balls, there's a dozen
that's
golf
right.
balls where each sleeve has the different Super Bowls on.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wilson staff, right? Is that what they are?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yep.
And that's been one of the best sellers because it's a ball that people actually use. In the past, it seems like, here's your worst ball, but this is a Golf Digest award-winning ball and something that people continue to buy and actually use and buy more of. So that's never been in there for all of us.
Yeah, I bought a set of those last year. They're awesome. Get a sleeve of Super Bowl 36, right? Sleeve of Super Bowl 38, sleeve of Super Bowl 39 logo, and a sleeve of Patriot logo.
Just the regular logo, yep.
They're all in the woods now.
Yeah, I didn't say I had any left. I think I made a sleeve of like
one of each
Super Bowl ones and stashed it away.
Wilson
somewhere,
is well represented in the woods of
that's right. They'll be finding those hundreds of years from now, like artifacts.
Oh,
guaranteed
man.
To go 10 yards further.
They yeah. might be lost, but let me tell you, they were 300 yards from the tee. Just in the wrong
exactly.
direction.
But back to your question, we will be launching, Wilson will be launching a new website starting on November the 17th. So it's at www.wilson.com, and you'll have a whole new look to our website. Okay. In the past, it looked fairly dated, but now this will be definitely updated. I've seen some of the initial views of it. It just looks a lot sharper.
You said November 17th?
You got it.
That's today.
That's today.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking?
Here you go.
Actually, you know what?
It's another Pro Shop Talk exclusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news.
Breaking, exactly.
Dun, dun. Yeah. Now, do Wilson make footballs for the little guys, for the Pop Warner teams?
We sure do.
Because I'm pretty sure the North Attleboro Red Mites, Mighty Mite football team, the as little as you can get. My son played on it this year, and I'm going to credit our outstanding record due to the Wilson game balls that we used. So. It was all due to them. To be honest with you, we had to deflate them. Some of the kids are so small. We had to.
Well, they fall on something hard.
Oh yeah, so many kids get the wind knocked out of them rolling on a ball. We see them, and I mean, they're pretty beat up. I mean, they kill the balls in practice, but you just see Wilson everywhere. It's just it's just like a staple in football.
That
it's
it
kind of like. The other sports that have their other, companies that make their things, mm-hmm. but it's good stuff. So I don't know. So thanks to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. It was great. So Jeff had promised to write you a PO today by the end of the show for what was it 4,400 balls? Is that right?
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm holding them to it then.
Yeah. Ken's over there scurrying in his office right now. Jesus Christ.
Trying to pull the plug on their show. No.
Yeah.
I hope it's Flanders.
Poor Kenny. You had talked a little bit about the color of the ball. Like, is this the natural color of the leather, or do you guys dye it, or is this
it? It is dyed. Yeah, we do dye it, and it's not a consistent color because someone asked me actually the other day what PMS color is the is the ball, and it's tough to determine that because in various locations it's darker and lighter, so there's a gradation there. But it's more of a red color. A lot of people think that it should be a dark brown, but when you actually look at the ball, it's more of has a redder tint to it.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now, Yeah, I mean, do they get a little browner after some use? I mean, how does it just seems like they look much nicer out of the box, after kind of getting beat up a little.
It gets dirty.
Well, that's true too. But like you said, you need that brush. Where can you get one of those brushes? Is that something they sell at like sporting goods stores or?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I may try that. I got some old
some
game balls.
Old balls at home. You want to brush up?
Old game balls.
Yeah, send you some because it makes a big difference. You can really bring the ball back to life. One interesting story is a lot of people have a 30-year-old football or 20-year-old football, and sometimes we can actually replace the bladder on it.
I was going to say that, yeah.
We can do that. But it's interesting because someone gave me the analogy of like parking your car. So if you park your car for 10 years, how do you think your tires are going to look?
Oh, right.
You need to constantly like use or manipulate the rubber in some format to keep it looking new. And
right.
And that's
that makes sense.
Makes total sense, yeah. I mean, this was definitely some good info, Chris. These past few weeks we've been learning some stuff, and I feel even more less educated. And but now I feel much more educated on the world of footballs. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate your time. You guys are one of the best teams to work with by far, and I'm not saying that just because I'm on right now, but. You guys understand the system. You do an excellent job, and the way you merchandise stuff at the store is, I mean, second to none. It's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. That's, game balls, I'll tell you. That's one of the many products, but when you have that game ball, it's like the game ball and the helmet. You get that displayed in the store, and it's pretty neat.
Yep.
It's pretty neat. Thanks for joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. And you know, for everyone listening out there, just go check it out. Check out the game ball. It's an awesome gift idea. Whether it's just for yourself, like I said, just sitting around with one. Got kids, got whatever. You getting it signed, or it just looks great sitting on a mantle or in the office.
Exactly.
Just
definitely.
Cool. So you can pick them up anywhere, but you know, if you want to feel the real deal, this is go to PatriotsProShop.com or the Patriots Pro Shop here at Gillette Stadium. But Chris, thanks for joining us. I believe we're just about out of time, and you know, we'll speak to you again.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.